broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 4th in the year of our Lord, 2019, hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Our buddy Joe Bannister, highly decorated former IRS criminal investigator, one of the most feared agencies in the world, the IRS, came to his senses. FreedomAboveFortune.com, AgentForTruth.com, his new book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, A Report to the American People. It's available now, folks. AgentForTruth.com to learn more. Joe, welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Great to be here again.
All right, we got a lot to discuss. I want to get more into your book a little bit, too, and we'll do it in a couple of minutes, but a couple of quick stories that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention. You know, Donald's talking about locking down the border. Everybody's panicking, Kurt. But you got a Tijuana piece?
Well, that's right, Sam. Down in Tijuana, it's not quite as pretty as, you'd think so far. Down in on the border there in a little place called Tijuana, they got 150 murders. That was in March, by the way. 514 so far for 2019. They say Tijuana continues to notch an alarming rate of cartel-related homicides. The city, basically we're at 514 so far. It doesn't seem like a place to go visit. But they say that during the last 2 days of March, at least 7 people were murdered, with the first recorded during the early hours of Saturday. And they give some more details on it. This is all reported by a retired Phoenix police detective that has extensive experience working Mexican organized crime and street gangs. The guy's been in a lot of places, but that's who does these reports for Breitbart. But it's pretty amazing, at least in my opinion, when you see these stories like this, you think, hey, maybe there is a good reason to protect our borders and make sure that hopefully this kind of stuff doesn't come our way.
What do they say? 150 murders in March, 514 in 2019 alone. Hey, you got to just debate which is worse, Tijuana or the Chicago, Kurt.
Good point. That's a great point, yeah.
It's a race to the bottom with these people. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. It's all good. The mainstream press not reporting it. Donald's a kook. And all you got to do is know that the Mexican government's working for you, Kurt.
Right, Sam. Mm-hmm.
Aren't they cracking down on human smugglers, Kurt? Come on.
Well, you're right. At least maybe some of the things when we, when the president put some of this pressure on them, maybe we're seeing some work on this, Sam. The headline from Breitbart, Mexican government cracks down on human smugglers in southern Mexico. You know, we've talked about this forever. If these caravans are coming up from Central America, they've got to go through Mexico, they kind of appreciate our, dollars going their way, so you'd sure think they'd be understanding about how to stop that stuff going up through their own border. And so maybe this is a sign that some of that is happening.
So what's the truth, Kurt? They tell you that the Mexicans aren't helping at all. In fact, that they're busing people and the government's putting people in trucks and racing them to the border and all this kind of stuff, and then you hear they're cracking down. What do you think the truth is?
I suppose there's some of both, Sam.
I think you're right.
That there's, some that are trying to crack down. And on the other hand, I suppose there's others that are pushing those folks right up to our border.
It is important to work on. But see, even if we report like this, they'll just say you're a racist, Kurt.
I know,
you just hate
Sam,
Tijuana and the Mexican people. That's your problem.
I just get used to it.
See, what about you, Joe? If you weigh in on this, you'll just become a racist and you'll just hate all Mexican people, right? you and me and Donald and Kurt and just everybody else that speaks out intelligently for national security, right?
That's the trick. You know, we don't. If we got a chance to, you know, if all the Canadians were filling up over the border and they were, you know, there's a lot of crime increases, or like you say, you know, in the Winnipeg or Vancouver or, you know, some town in Alberta, that there was that many murders, and everybody was saying A as they come across the border, I'd be just as opposed.
Yeah, but then they'd say you're Canadophobic, right?
There's always some excuse, you know, to look the other way.
Because to me, this is a clear reality. I don't care what color someone's skin is, and I don't care what their nationality is. I care that, you know what, when you got Tijuana, a basically world murder capital kind of a thing, and then you got the Mexican government just allowing it to happen, that's a problem. And when the, you know, United States and the Mexican governments work together to crack down on illegal human smugglers, I like that, guys. So now we're praising the Mexican government for doing the right thing, if it's true, right?
I tend to be more skeptical that, you know, they can, the propaganda and just getting people to, you know, stay asleep and not get up in arms. I think that's, you know, I understand that President Trump's hands are somewhat tied. I mean, you know, with the Democrats running the House, and then all the media.
His hands were tied when the Republicans ran the House, sir.
Yeah, there you go. You know, and they'll just get a picture of some little poor Mexican child who, you know, I do have compassion for, but I look at them as two different things. The compassion for people separate from the danger to our country or our country's sovereignty, to the crime that even those people who come in are going to be subjected to, all the oppression. Because just because they escape the country south of the border doesn't mean that they're going to escape oppression. They're going to be oppressed by Democrats.
By the IRS, buddy, if they get any money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the IRS, they're not racist. They'll just abuse everybody equally, huh?
Joe, I wanted to ask you a question. I was looking at, you know, on Amazon to find your book, and, you know, it seems like they don't really have it for some reason. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, I'm not surprised. But anyway, there's a one thing that says you're part of it, or at least that you were filmed as part of it. It says it's the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed DVD. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, when I first resigned from the IRS, like, you know, 20 years ago, within like a month of leaving, Alex Jones was doing a documentary. I think it was called Police State 2000. So we're talking way, way back. So he was in the Bay Area, you know, of California, and of course San Jose is at the southern tip of the Bay Area. So Alex basically called me up and you know, said he was doing a documentary on Police State 2000, but then he incorporated my interview into an analysis of the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports. So that's an oldie but goodie documentary that an interview of me is featured in. I don't know that I talk that much about the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports because, you know, having just resigned from the IRS, I mean, I was scrambling to learn all the deep mysteries. And so, you know, the interview was just more about my resignation and the income tax, but it's featured in that documentary that you named.
And
as far as the book, it's on Amazon. It's basically under review, so I think you can probably order it there. It's also available, you know, at agentfortruth.com. So, you know, whichever way people like to go. If they like ordering on Amazon, it should be free from the under review status within the next day or two.
Huh. Okay. Well, that'd be nice. But would you recommend them to buy it at your website more than Amazon, or, you know, does it matter to you?
You know, I got my book on Amazon, but I'm not that fond of what Amazon does and, Jeff Bezos, who started it, but hopefully they don't kick me off for that. But I guess if they do, they do. You know, going to my website would be direct as opposed to Amazon. But, you know, frankly, it's really, I just want the information to get out.
AgentForTruth.com?
Yes, correct.
And it's F-O-R, AgentForTruth.com.
Correct.
Well, and that's one thing I agree with 100%, as, you know, I think so many times we got to vote with our dollars. And when you've got Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post, I mean, he spent $250 million of hard-earned money that probably comes from people like many of us to buy the Washington Post, and then he uses it, in my opinion, many times against us. But in this DVD that I referenced, you know, that kind of thing talks about this comprehensive annual financial reports exposed. I was wondering if have you ever done any studies into that kind of stuff, and you know, can you, you know, maybe enlighten somebody who's maybe just first listening to this idea or item? What do you got to say about that?
Yeah, by no means an expert, and I've spent so much time on the income tax, but it's a fascinating issue. The basic, sounds like the music.
Yeah, the reason I think it's a critical issue that Kurt's bringing up is because what people believe is, hey, the IRS will cover all the bills, and the IRS is a necessary part of paying those bills. Ron Paul exposed that in front of Glenn Beck, that's bogus. And Glenn Beck had to eat crow. Anyway, we'll come back and drill in more with Joe Bannister.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
All right, Kurt Crosby and Joe Bannister on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Kurt, you were asking about these big, massive financial reports, right?
Well, yeah, when we first heard about these, Joe, I remember hearing and thinking, wow, is that really the way it works? Because what these guys, Walter Burian was one of them, and I don't know if there's been others, but they basically claimed that these different government agencies, whether they're school districts, water and power authorities, county and city governments, etc., what they had was these huge amounts of cash, if you will, and or assets that basically could, make it so that if we put those things into proper, I guess you could say, if we invested them properly or whatever, it would make it where it wasn't necessary to really have anybody paying any taxes. Have you gone into this or studied any of this? Is there any truth to this thing, Joe?
Somewhat, but I'm glad you mentioned Walter Burian, because even though I haven't spoken to Walter in a long time, he's one of the experts who's really drilled in deep. If people type in, you know, comprehensive annual financial report into a search engine, I prefer StartPage rather than Google, they'll be amazed at how, you know, pretty much every township, city, county, state, you know, school district, they all have these comprehensive annual financial reports and listing of, you know, assets and liabilities and money coming in and money going out. And so Walter, in fact, his website is CAFR, you know, the acronym for the term, CAFR1, the numeral 1.com, CAFR1, the numeral 1.com. And he really drills down. And so the bottom line is, you've really already said it, Kurt, the amount of wealth that it has been accumulated from all the taxation, and then the investment of the funds, and it's just massive. It's like infinite. And so when you look at the wealth that's there, and then the government's always, you know, governments and school districts and library districts just begging, like, oh, we can barely turn the lights on, you know, we need to raise taxes. Looking at the CAFR issue shows that that's just a bunch of BS. They have massive amounts of wealth and money that they've extracted from the public all these years. And the answers are actually right there in plain sight. It's just that these reports are so complex, and, you know, most people can't really read a financial statement or understand it. They've never had any training in it. And so Walter Burian, I think, does a great job of, you know, kind of helping people to peer into this, you know, just another more evidence of the fraud. Like Sam was saying, it's just, we need you to just give a little bit more in sales tax and a little bit more in income tax, and, you know, just so that our government can survive and thrive. And it's just another more evidence that they're lying to us.
I say it's one of the biggest games in town. That and the IRS together, along with the Federal Reserve, is kind of like, what, the economy will never recover in a real sense if we don't get a handle of these things, Joe?
I'm not quite sure what you meant.
I'm just saying, when you put the Federal Reserve in place, so you got fake money, not real money now, with inflation tied to it, and you know historically every single one of these fiat currencies fail. You put the IRS then to harass the people and to eat out their substance. And then you put these fake budget reports together that literally deceive the American people on the true economic reality. In other words, you ignore the comprehensive annual finance report, abbreviated CAFR. You begin to understand that you've created the biggest shell game for theft in this world's history.
Yeah. And we're looked at as these outliers who, you know, don't want to get along and are out causing trouble and don't want to pay our fair share. And all we've done is looked and seen this massive fraud. And unfortunately, a lot of our neighbors don't even want to look, you know. And it's an odd existence, you know, when you've been red-pilled, so to speak, and you see just then all the societal collapse, you know, what you're talking about, just the difficulties that humanity encounters because of these systems. And we're over here in the corner saying, hey, you know, here's the solution. And people are like, hey, shut up, we're having a good time over here, leave us alone.
Yes, and the problem is, Kurt, you know, they always talk budgets, but when you look at the biggest shell game in the world's history, you begin to understand that government at all levels holds back its annual financial report for the people of the United States, and has done so for over 50 years. Every city, county, state, and the federal government openly talks about their budget but deceives the people on these discussions, Kurt. So there you go.
Well, that's why I brought it up. I wanted to ask Joe, since, you know, I mean, you got your training as an accountant, and, of course, then you got your eyes open, you know, after you were a full-fledged IRS agent, and then you heard these, you know, so-called crazy kind of programs with people like DV Kid and others that, you know, that's where Sam and I learned about things years and years ago. And so I was wondering, you know, after you investigated things, do you feel like there's, you know, a lot of truth to these? Well, we know there's truth about the Federal Reserve. We know that we are using dishonest money. We don't follow Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution that says no state shall make anything but gold and silver coined tender in payment of debts. We know those basic things. But when it comes to the whole comprehensive annual financial report things and these claims that there's these huge amounts of assets that would be, if they're properly done, would make it so that we can basically eliminate taxation. Is there any truth to this? Any there, Joe?
Yeah, no, there absolutely is. And what's interesting is I didn't, you know, whether it be that first Alex interview or my discussions with Walter Burian, you know, in the short few years after I resigned, the early years, I should say, I was already, you know, incredulous at just what I learned upon my resignation or maybe within the first year. And then Walter sharing the CAFR issue, it really kind of frustrated me because I thought, wow, I mean, the amount of information that's publicly available is so vast that it was even more frustrated that the American people weren't just rising up and saying, we're not putting up with this anymore. So it's really just kind of increased my frustration level.
But I got good news for you, gentlemen. So we need to spread the news, okay? We need to tell people about what's going on at the IRS. There's a huge book from Joe Bannister available now, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a report to the American people. That's a huge news story that needs to get out. You've got the comprehensive annual financial report, CAFR, the biggest shell game for theft in the world's history. I mean, I don't know if I agree with that or the IRS or the Federal Reserve, but all three of them together. And here's the good news. Zuckerberg is in the news from Facebook, Joe. And Facebook is considering paying publishers for high quality news. So all you got to do is get your high quality report over to Mark Zuckerberg and he's going to pay you, bro.
Well, I'll just have to get right out and do that.
Isn't that going to be phenomenal, Kurt? Joe will get a bunch of money, man, exposing the IRS.
Yep.
Probably one of the biggest news stories in the nation, man.
I mean, isn't it wonderful? Mark Zuckerberg is coming to the rescue with honesty and transparency and truth just coming your way right there on Facebook, or as Rush Limbaugh calls it, fake book. But anyway, what do you say, Joe?
Well, the thing that really gripes me about Zuckerberg and these social media companies is the censorship. And it's interesting because I, you know, being in my 50s, you know, I'm fairly computer literate, but not as much as younger people. But I remember that heyday of non-censorship, and it didn't last long.
Amen to that. By the way, I got the story of two Joes coming up. Tell you about it. I'm Sam Bushman. Kurt Cosby's with me. Joe Bannister's with me as well. And I'm telling you, you've got to check out his new book. It is incredible. Joe Bannister, agentfortruth.com.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's something the president is certainly still keeping that option on the table.
That's what White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says about the president's threat to close the U.S.-Mexico border if Mexico doesn't do more to stop the flow of illegal immigrants into the USA. The threat triggering fears from Democrats and Republicans of an economic breakdown. Sanders principally blaming Democrats, though, saying they have long ignored the situation at that border.
It's irresponsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. Pilots of the Ethiopian Airlines jet that crashed, killing all 157 aboard recently, followed all procedures recommended by Boeing, but Ethiopian officials say they still were unable to regain control of that 737 MAX. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Did you know 42% of people use their smart devices in the kitchen, and almost half of them have used it for cooking assistance? Modern technology is being applied in the kitchen in new and exciting ways. Now, advancements in artificial intelligence can even bring the skills of a chef and the knowledge of a rancher to the home kitchen with Chuck Knows Beef. Chuck Knows Beef, an all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence, is here to meet the newest generation of family cooks with beef inspiration and technology. Chuck's knowledge can be easily accessed through a smart speaker. Jennifer Jasinski, chef and restaurant owner.
Chuck was designed to fit consumer needs with instant access to recipes, cut and nutrition information, and cooking tips wherever they happen to be. He can serve a great steak recipe and even text you the shopping list.
For more information, visit ChuckKnowsBeef.com. Again, that's ChuckKnowsBeef.com.
Reports are surfacing that the Mueller report is more damaging to President Trump than Attorney General Bill Barr's four-page summary letter indicates. The New York Times is reporting that associates of members of the special counsel's team say Barr failed to adequately portray their findings. Barr claiming there was no evidence of the Trump campaign conspiring with Russia. Investigators trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually an Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 before just now escaping from kidnappers in Ohio. Police say the 14-year-old found wandering in Newport, Kentucky yesterday tells authorities that he escaped from two men who've been holding him hostage for 7 years. The teen identified himself as Timothy Pitson, who disappeared nearly 8 years ago after his mother apparently committed suicide. At around 202,000, the Labor Department says last week's first-time filings for jobless benefits were the lowest weekly total in over a half a century. This is USA Radio News.
Joe Bannister on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a new book out. You can read it and decide what you think. You think Joe's legit? His book, Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a report for the American people. So it's kind of like you're better than Fox. You actually do report and people can decide on, Joe.
Yeah, well, I certainly try, Sam.
All right, I bring that up because Mark Zuckerberg is going to pay Joe tons of money for putting out one of the most important news stories of the, what, century? Zuckerberg says Facebook is considering paying publishers for high-quality news, man. So I'm telling you right now, that's some high-quality news right there. The IRS is a flat-out fraud, folks. That's the real news. Anyway, I bring that up because it's really important for people to understand. Now, I told you I'd tell you the story of two Joes. So you got Joe Bannister, a phenomenal Christian gentleman who is literally investigating the federal income tax. He's done it for... how long is it now? 20 years, Joe, basically?
Yeah, it was February of 1999, so just over 20 years.
All right, 20 years. And now he's written a book, and then he wrote an update to it, and he wrote some notes and all this kind of stuff. And now the book is called Investigating the Federal Income Tax, a Report to the American People. It's out and available now. You want to get a copy? AgentForTruth.com is the website. Now, the reason I told you I'd tell you the story of two Joes is because while this guy, this Christian guy, is trying to expose one of the biggest frauds, and I'm super delighted to hear that Mark Zuckerberg is going to go ahead and carry the ball for Joe, there's another Joe out there, and he's focused on a little different deal. Nolte says Joe Biden exposed himself to female Secret Service agents. Man, that's a secret you ought to know about, huh? What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, yeah, I hadn't heard this about Joe Biden, but the Secret Service agents, especially the ladies, say it's really kind of less than
it's a secret,
enjoyable Kurt. To be there, you know, when the former vice president does his skinny dipping. And yet, you know, we've seen these stories about him sniffing ladies' hair and different stuff like that, and kind of rubbing their shoulders and things. But I think a story like this would be, what would you say, less than, supportive of his presidential.
Maybe you could run for president, Joe, and then it could be the tale of two Joes all the way to the White House, you know?
Well, for some reason, the cream, like Biden, rise to the top, but people like me, we stay at the bottom. I don't get it why people do that. And I did a Secret Service detail when I was in the IRS, because at that time there were what they called OTAs, the other Treasury agencies. So of course the ATF and the IRS were considered other Treasury agencies, and the Secret Service, being a Treasury agency, would reach out to us, to the other agencies, for agents to do the Secret Service details. But so I can kind of imagine Biden, doing this in a swimming pool and not even caring. I mean, whether you expose yourself to men or women, but especially women, and then not care or think that you're somehow like the king, the emperor, or the emperor that has no clothes. He's just a sick man. And of course, every Lent, on Ash Wednesday, he's got his ash. And I'm it's God that judges, not me. But it seems a little bit contradictory to remind yourself once a year that from ashes you came and to ashes you shall return, and yet he's got these kinds of documentable behaviors and conducts, and it's pretty sick.
Do you want to respond or provide more information on this one, Kurt? I just find it fascinating. Joe's trying to get a book out to feed his family and to tell the truth, and I hope Mark Zuckerberg helps him, but I don't have a lot of hope. On the other hand, Joe Biden gets news at the drop of his pants, I guess.
Well, yeah, except I don't see any real any real coverage for, and maybe the word coverage isn't a good one here, but for Joe Biden, this kind of story. But they're all saying that he's the things he's done shouldn't disqualify him to be the a candidate for president. It kind of shows you though the I guess you could say the how low the bar is for the Democrats, especially, you got Biden and Bernie on the top of the food chain there, I guess.
What do you say, Joe?
I was checking out the Breitbart article where it said about the Secret Service agents, the females, quote, they signed up to take a bullet for the president, as you said, but they didn't sign up to see Biden naked. It's offensive. It's abusive.
But I guess they did, right? And I'll tell you why. They didn't do anything about it. They just let it go. Usually what happens is when somebody's involved in the streak, if you will, usually they get arrested for indecent exposure and stuff like that, don't they, Joe?
They should. I mean, they said that Biden's detail was the only detail worse than Biden's detail for the agents was Hillary's detail. So that's saying something.
Yeah, I don't know what to think about that, but Kurt, what do you say? Shouldn't they be arresting people?
Well, I think most people are unaware of this.
But the Secret Service people sure are.
Well, yeah, I mean, but like Joe mentioned, if you use startpage.com, I suppose you could search for it and find it. But if you use, Google, which is what a lot of people use, and you enter in Biden, you know, the stories for him are not going to be, I mean, I doubt that any Breitbart story will come up, first of all, simply because I think Google kind of edits out Breitbart. Unless you enter that word itself, it's going to have a story about all from all these other sources first. And that's supposed to keep you busy with all those, and you'll never get to this story, Sam.
I don't know. All I know is I think the secret agents ought to be arresting Joe Biden, personally. I mean, am I crazy on this, you guys?
Well, I guess he, depending on where he's at, but I, you know, how they classify indecent exposure, but you'd think it'd be just if he's exposing himself to another person, whether it's in his own house or wherever. You know, they're looking the other way. And a lot of times, of course, the Secret Service details incorporate police officers, especially if there's travel involved. So, you know, there could have been female police officers that were also exposed to it. You know, so I don't know if Secret Service has the jurisdiction to arrest for indecent exposure, because thankfully that's not a federal issue, right? We prefer the Fed stay out of those kinds of issues. But, yeah, he
all I know is this, man, whatever it is, you and I can get arrested for anything. Whatever it is, they get arrested for nothing. I kind of find that fascinating. All right, Donald Trump defending border closure option, saying security more important than trade. You want to respond to this one, Joe?
I'm glad he's talking like that. I just I can understand the disruption that would happen in the economy, but I can also understand the disruption that, you know, is already and will be happening in our own lives as the corruption and death and destruction that's south of the border increases more on this side of the border. And I believe, having talked to a lot of Texans and Arizonans and, you know, down there in those border towns on the U.S. side, it's horrible. I mean, there's people that I've talked to have had to, when they go from place to place, they have to hide in the trunk while somebody else, nondescript, drives them because they can't be seen in public because they'll probably get kidnapped or robbed. And these are in, you know, U.S. Towns and cities, on north of the border.
All right. Anyway, well, we're defending the border. Joe Biden's exposing himself, and our buddy Joe Bannister is releasing a new book with the truth. I guess Tom Cotton's in the news. Pretty interesting, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam, and Tom Cotton, you know, he has something to say about this. Now, if you don't know who Tom Cotton is, I mean, it's not like you should know everything. I don't know, I'm always trying to keep up with this. If I remember right, he's a, a legislator. Is that right, Sam? I'm trying to find
he's a
that
rap,
story.
Right?
From, let's see if I can.
All right, we'll tell you about it after the pause. We'll let Kurt get it together on this thing. He sent it to me. He's ready to go, man. Tom Cotton attacking the Southern Poverty Law Center. Let's stick the IRS on those folks, huh? Hang tight. Sam
That's
Bushman.
Right.
Joe Bannister. Kurt Crosby. By the way, you could send this to Mark Zuckerberg, Kurt, and get a bunch of cash, bro. Hang tight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get Kosher-tified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I did a little due diligence, as I always do when I put stories together. I added a couple of words to this headline. Headline says, Tom Cotton pushes IRS to investigate the Southern Poverty Law Center's tax-exempt status. I added these two words. Well, I don't know if they're words. First one says AR. That means Arkansas. And then it says Sen. So now you got it. AR Senator Tom Cotton. Now you got it, Kurt.
Thank you, Sam. And by the way, you know, you're right. Tom Cotton is I probably called the junior senator from Arkansas.
Yeah, but you shouldn't say that because you fall into the unconstitutional trap that there's seniority in the Senate, sir.
That's a good point, Sam. And he's been in there since, I guess, 2013. He's got a 64% score on the cumulative Freedom Index score from the Freedom Index that you'll find at thenewamerican.com.
And with zero as your standard, he's rocking.
Well, good point. But the headline from Breitbart says, Tom Cotton pushes IRS to investigate Southern Poverty Law Center's tax-exempt status. I guess a quote he gave was, quote, the SPLC's defining characteristic is to fundraise off of defamation. So when you go into the story, and this is, I guess, in my opinion, one of the main reasons to eliminate the IRS is whether you're a friend of, you know, freedom, like in this case, Tom Cotton is 64% on the Freedom Index. He's, you know, a lot better than Nancy Pelosi, but he's still going to use the IRS to, maybe teach this group a lesson. Now, the problem is that IRS gets used in many ways, a lot of times against the Friends of Freedom. But in this case, he says he's writing to urge you to investigate whether the Southern Poverty Law Center should retain its classification as a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That's what he wrote in a letter to IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig. Quote, recent news reports have confirmed the long-established fact that the SPLC regularly engages in defamation of its political opponents. In fact, the SPLC's defining characteristic is to fundraise off of defamation. Now, you know,
well,
so
and off of this fake
tax-exempt
status that they're like nonprofit, that they're, you know, somehow some service to society, or, you know, it's this false premise. Isn't that what the Lois Lerner battles were all about? Hey, people categorizing themselves and, you know, asking for special privilege, and then, hey, the left got literally, you know, promoted fast track, if you will, and the right got literally shut down on that agenda. I mean, isn't that what that was all about, Joe? And I find this fascinating.
Yeah, well, I mean, a couple things about the SPLC. First of all, my love affair with them goes way back. They had a special called Meet the Patriots. And it was this special report with 40, patriot personalities in the country. And I was number two. And people, you know, contacted me and they're all, wow, Joe, your stock really went up. How'd you get to be number two on a list of 40? And I said, no, it's just an alphabetical list. So Bannister rose to the top. I think Chuck Baldwin was above me, and he was number one. But Ron Paul was on the list. And so, you know, I've had a love affair with the SPLC for a long time. Actually, I was quite appreciative that they included me on the list. And then the other thing, of course, is...
Yeah, this came out in May 20th, 2010, just to be exact, so folks know.
Yes. Yeah, so people should look that up. It's kind of a blast from the past. But, you know, the IRS, the harassment of the conservative groups and how, you know, something, a group like the SPLC just is unscathed, never any questions about what they do, and the danger to the public, really, and to people's reputations, thanks to the SPLC, compared to the way, you know, harmless conservative groups were treated. You know, I'd prefer to just have the IRS be gone completely. You know, I'm not gloating because they're Tom Cotton advising that we go after the SPLC with the IRS. I don't really like them being a tool to go after anybody.
Exactly right, and I understand Tom Cotton's point that, you know what, the Southern Poverty Law Center is out of control, and hey, they got caught with you know, problems with racism and sexism internally, and a lot of their top brass had to bail. They're taking cover big time now, if you will. So I get Tom's point, but number one, I don't think this will go anywhere, Kurt. It'll be a lot of rhetoric because it's a hot topic now, but I don't see any real change happening. I wish there would be, but I don't expect it. But I'm saying this, you know, it's hard for me because on one hand, you got to celebrate and say, hey, at least Tom's trying to do something good. On the other hand, you say the whole mechanism is broken. He wants to use this to go after what? Now, the liberals, like the liberals did to the conservatives, and now Lois Lerner, and she should be in prison. And now you got Cotton going, hey, let's do turnabouts fair play.
Well, it's a great point.
I think there's other laws to attack the SPLC, but I don't know that we need to use the IRS to let our side control the narrative this time, right?
It's a great point, and I think we're all in agreement there. A little bit more from the Breitbart piece. Tom Cotton said this, and remember, ladies and gentlemen, he's a senator from Arkansas, current senator for the great state of Arkansas. He said, this business model has paid well. The SPLC has accrued more than $500 million in assets, he wrote. According to the group's most recent financial statement, it holds $121 million offshore in non-U.S. equity funds. The SPLC uses these assets to pay its executives lavish salaries far higher than the comparable household average. His letter cites a number of recent investigative reports by the media into SPLC standards and cultures. Those are the ones you were bringing up, Sam. You know, the bottom line is, for us, the IRS is is certainly a rough customer when it comes to, you know, investigating anybody, whether it's our pals at the SPLC or anybody else. Maybe what we could do at this point, Joe, is kind of suggest what you would recommend to the president and or, you know, even Senator Cotton there in this instance or in others regarding the IRS.
Well, I mean, there are laws on the books governing these nonprofit groups. You know, probably people have heard of the term 501c3 or 501c4. Those are actually references to the actual code sections in the Internal Revenue Code. And so, you know, there are statutes and regulations governing these groups. And, you know, at a minimum, I'd advise that the law be followed. But I think we've seen, you know, the disparate treatment between conservative groups and liberal groups, and you know, follow the law. But I think the problem is that whoever's in office likes to have the IRS as its attack dog, and I just think that it's a horrible practice, at least for people that have ethics, you know, to have that kind of a, you know, look the other way. have the IRS look the other way for your supporters and have them attack your detractors. I don't think any American should be subjected to the fangs of the IRS.
And this is where we're as fair as we can possibly get. We don't pick sides. We don't celebrate when it's, you know, turnabout's fair play. We're not into the left-right Hegelian dialectic paradigm. We're into the truth. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander in terms of, hey, you know what, we want Lois Lerner in jail, but we also, hey, want accountability and we need to use the laws. And we really need to have Donald Trump speak out against the IRS. A lot of people believe the IRS is needed to pay for the proper role of government, but Ron Paul literally schooled Glenn Beck on this topic, where he basically showed him that, hey, the revenue's not even needed for that kind of stuff at all. In fact, if you got the IRS out of people's lives, government would actually probably run better and bring in more money in the long run, but it would be a simple step backwards, to say the least, Joe.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. It's just, there's so many double standards. And it'd be nice if people that got into office, just had some integrity. And, of course, that comes back to the voters and people only voting in people with a demonstrated integrity. So it always comes back to us. And, you know, that's so thankful that Sam and Kurt are there trying to educate people on who's got integrity and who doesn't.
All right, I want to finish. Have you seen the movie Unplanned yet, Joe?
I have saw it on the, not the opening night, a Saturday. I guess it was the day after its opening night.
And what did you think, sir?
It was awesome. I'm going to go back and see it again. All my family has seen it. It was just fantastic.
On one hand, it's a sad tale to need to be told. On the other hand, it's certainly a great job doing it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, it made me reflect that, you know, none of us are perfect, and, The Abby Johnson, to think, you know, I've been here at the helm of this Planned Parenthood office for 20,000 abortions, and yet showing the power of God's forgiveness. If we repent of our sins, no matter how many we've committed, you can do it. So it was really a very fulfilling film, and I just absolutely loved it. I would encourage each and every person listening to go see it.
Amen to that. By the way, even with the massive media blackout regarding this film, it was in 1,059 theaters last week. It's going to be in 1,700 theaters this weekend. And everybody that I've heard that's gone and seen the film, they're just in awe of what an incredible, incredible film that it really is. But there's good news even with the media blackout, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. Even with all that, there's, you know, people are showing up and watching this movie. And, you know, I mean, they're I wouldn't say flooding the theaters, but when you compare it to so many others, it's doing really well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I'm actually referring to the social media story that you sent me regarding this, too, though. I agree that people are going to see it for sure. But I guess Unplanned, the movie, celebrates a social media milestone. It surpasses the Planned Parenthood social media outreach and followers, if you will, Kurt. I don't know if you saw that.
That's right. Yeah, I did find the story now. Thank you for reminding me. I guess they got past the 300,000 marker, they passed the number of Planned Parenthood followers.
See, with the blackout of the mainstream press, this shows that the social media, like Donald on Twitter and these guys, doing a great job, Kurt.
Well, you know, it's something we can do, and by the grace of God, we will do all we can. You know,
so. All right, Joe, give out your website, sir.
AgentForTruth.com. Thank you, Sam and Kurt.
You bet. And the name of your book?
Investigating the Federal Income Tax. A report to the American people.
A report to the American people, ladies and gentlemen. Read it, get caught up, and you'll realize what a fraud this really is. Maybe you ought to send a copy to the Donald. Maybe he ought to read that. Have you sent a free copy to the Donald yet?
There's one on its way.
All right, I'll pay for it if you do it. Thank you, Joe. Joe Bannister, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. For Sam and Kurt and Joe, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved, make it a great day, and choose the right, will you? LibertyRoundtable.com, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.